January the 25th is the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. It is also the day that marks the end of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, a worldwide movement of Christians of many denominations engaged in praying and working for the unity of Christians in the service of peace. The week's programme includes many events, lectures and liturgies, but the culminating event takes place on the last day of the week with the evening prayer in the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, presided by Pope Benedict XVI.
It's always a very big event, this celebration of the conversion of St. Paul.
Benedictine monk Father Edmund Power is the abbot of the monastery of St. Paul's outside the walls in Rome.
We have two major feasts of St. Paul in the church's year, the conversion on the 25th of January, and then, of course, the feast he shares with St. Peter on the 29th of June. But the 25th of January has become traditionally the great celebration in the Basilica presided by the Pope, to mark also the end of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity.
As I mentioned earlier, this particular celebration traditionally has its conclusion at St. Paul's. Why, I asked the abbot, is it because St. Paul is considered the ecumenical saint par excellence?
Well, I think so. I think he's the most important ecumenical figure in a certain way within the church's history. I don't know exactly why the week from the 18th to the 25th of January was established as the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity throughout the world, but I suspect it was connected with the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, the 25th, so it always finishes with this feast. But Paul, way beyond others, was a man of huge vision. And we, the Benedictine community who are here as custodians of his sanctuary, we're very proud of him, of course.
Is he buried here?
Yes. This is the place traditionally where his body was brought, because it was a cemetery on the Ostian Way outside the walls of Rome. He was martyred probably around the year 65 in the vicinity and was buried here in the cemetery. And gradually, after a while, the first basilica was built under the Emperor Constantine and then the great basilica we see now. So it's always been the point of reference for St. Paul. But I've said this several times, but it always strikes me as how pertinent, how relevant it is that his sanctuary is outside the walls, St. Paul's outside the walls, because his vision wasn't limited by anything. Peter, the great saint of Rome, along with Paul, was strongly dedicated to the family of Israel and had to be persuaded step by step that the message of Jesus was for all men, not just for men and women of the Jewish faith, of the people of Israel. But he accepted it, of course, but it took time. But Paul saw it from the start. And being outside the walls, not being limited by any particular interest, makes him a saint very suitable, very, very relevant for this whole work of bringing Christians of all the different denominations together into one. So it's an extremely happy juxtaposition of facts, I think.
Also, as I mentioned earlier, the ceremony chosen to close the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity is the Vespers, the Church's evening prayers. Father Power explained to me why the Vespers, and not the Eucharist, for example, is just right for the occasion.
Well, that's because the Eucharist is a point of a stumbling block in a certain way, because sharing Eucharist means sharing communion, and sharing communion means having arrived at unity. That's the Catholic theology of the Eucharist. Others have different views, but celebrating a Eucharist is not a hugely ecumenical act within this context. But what we can share is prayer.